Hi, this is Dolores. Okay, you ready? Part two, the brothers be the shits. So those 20 guys came to the area, obviously that night, or how many, you know, that single file of silent brothers walking through the estate. And it's quite clear that the brothers don't know where the shits live. They can't do this. They wouldn't keep coming. They would just go straight to the house. Monday evening, about 7 o'clock, the shits are all sitting in the green, you know, having a nice little chit-chat about, you know, things that they probably talk about. Dogs, violence, just your normal, everyday, average gang chat. So she said they were all, like, quite happy. They didn't seem concerned, because obviously they clearly don't know that 20 men come looking for them either. So they were all sitting out on the back, enjoying themselves. And then all of a sudden, the police have turned up on the estate with dogs and everything after the shits. So the shits have run, the police have chased them, dogs, everything, the lot. They've disappeared out of the estate. You know, obviously they've got up and run. And then my daughter said that I think about two of them were arrested, so they took them off. I'll tell you something, maybe it was a good thing that the police did turn up when they did, because 10 minutes after they arrested those two boys and the cops had gone and the shits had all dispersed, the brothers turned up. Four of them. Three of them the same, one different. She said, my daughter, he was a killer. Just by looking at him, she said he looked really evil, really evil. And he had his hand in his waistband all the time, quite clearly a sign that he's got a gun on him. I was born in Sydenham. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I was born and raised in Sydenham. I remember when the siren used to go off at the gasworks at 12 o'clock and we used to run from Mayo Park all the way down Mayo Road, Burghill Road, cross Champion Crescent down into Homeshaw Road to be home like a couple of minutes after 12 for our lunch. Yeah, we used to call it dinner though, dinner time. And you know, and the children's hospital used to be there and they used to have a fete and they had a Dalek. And I remember all these things. It was... So anyway, these guys have turned up. So he said they walked through the green, into the block, and out through the next door, because it's like a public walkway. It's not really meant to be, but it is. It leads through the estate. And they've gone, and she said then about 10 minutes later, they walked back, and they looked just, you know, pissed off. There was no children on the estate. That had gone silent as well. There's normally kids around, but obviously there wouldn't be no kids with the shit sitting. They just ruin everything, you know. So these guys came back through, and one of them was actually holding a gun in his hand, as brazen as that, walking through the estate holding a gun. It's just the scariest thing. What is happening? What's happening to Sydenham? I mean, Sydenham is an old-fashioned town. Still is, really. It's got a little high street. A lot of people that live there feel that it's quite villagey. You talk to other people and they'll tell you they're scared burglaries are up. You know, this young boy was killed down at the Sydenham at the station at Penge. Just killed. They haven't found any killers. Coming home with his bag. Oh, you know, please, dear God, can we just get this sorted out? The shits need to go. But, you know, I was saying with the brothers coming around and maybe, like, good luck. And I was saying not good. I'll say it again. Good luck to us, the community, because we're in a lot of danger at the moment. You've got these arseholes walking around the estate brazenly with a gun in his hand. But do you know what? I say brazenly. They're not really brazen, are they? Because there was nobody out. The reason my daughter saw it is because she's like me. She wants to know what's going on. I hate them. I hate all of them. They're ruining our lives. They're ruining our children. How dare these boys walk around contaminating everything? I don't know what we can do about it. But we're stuck in the middle of this terrible thing. What with the brothers now not looking so brotherly, but looking murderous. And, you know, and they are going to murder, aren't they? And the shit. But what do we do? No one's called the police. No one wants to get involved. If one of the shits dies, c'est la vie. Isn't that terrible? Anyway, I shall keep you informed the next saga of the shits feed of brothers.